sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Democrats blast the Trump administration's directive to pause nearly all federal loans, grants, and other aid programs.
It's a dagger at the heart of the average American family in red states, in blue states, in cities, in suburbs.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, CBS's Nancy Cordes.
This memo from the Trump White House argues, quote, that the use of federal dollars to advance Marxist equity, transgenderism, and Green New Deal social engineering policies is a waste of taxpayer dollars that does not improve the day-to-day lives of those we serve.
CBS's Cammie McCormick has more on a Senate hearing on the Trump vow to take back the Panama Canal.
Senate Commerce Committee Chairman Ted Cruz said with the passage of time, many have lost sight of the canal's importance both to national security and the U.S. economy. Not, he said, President Trump.
President Trump has highlighted two key issues. Number one, the danger of China exploiting or blocking passage through the canal, and number two, the exorbitant costs for transit.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio plans to visit Panama on his first trip overseas.
And the Senate has just confirmed as Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem went out with customs officials this morning as they conducted operations in New York City. CBS New York's Christina Phan.
It appears that several different law enforcement agencies participated in this enforcement operation overnight. We know at least one person was arrested and taken into custody.
In California, Pacific Palisades residents are getting a firsthand look at the fire destruction in their neighborhoods. Chuck Peel's home burned down.
For me, the house is one thing. It was a great little house, almost 18 years. But all the things inside that we lost, terrible. My dad's stuff, my mom's stuff from Africa, nothing. No pictures, all that.
On the Health Watch today, one state is dealing with a major issue.
An ongoing tuberculosis outbreak in northeast Kansas has become the biggest in U.S. history. There have been 67 TB cases reported in two counties, according to the Kansas Department of Health Environment, which has been tracking the outbreak for over a year.
It is not easy to contract. You can't walk by someone on the street or even in a restaurant and be at risk for TB.
Adrian Byrne is with the Sedgwick County Kansas Health Department. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A 10-year renovation plan announced today for the Louvre in Paris. The Mona Lisa will get its own room in the new design. Wall Street's right now, the Dow is up 161 points. NASDAQ ahead 325. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Mount Pleasant isn't the only place for Microsoft in the area. The tech company is expanding its footprint in southeastern Wisconsin with a 240-acre land purchase in the city of Kenosha. It's at I-94 and 142. They plan on putting up four buildings there to house a data center. It'll be a wind advisory today with winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour and gusts again up to 50. For the second day, the National Weather Service is warning about flying debris and fallen tree limbs during the advisory. A 14-year-old Kenosha boy who brought fake guns to Roosevelt Elementary has been sentenced to a year in juvenile detention. The judge ordered the teen to participate in the Racine County Rise Up program after causing a lockdown last November. Racine Unified will keep the Red Apple name as the school moves to a new location and expands. The school board decided against renaming the school after local astronaut Laurel Clark. Leaders say they'll explore other ways to honor her memory. And Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is warning about ice dangers after multiple rescues over the past weekend. Vehicles went through ice on Browns Lake and Wind Lake. That led to multiple rescues. We'll have more on the windy warm-up coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Packers coach gets a contract extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a two-year contract extension. The 64-year-old Bisaccia is the special teams coordinator and assistant head coach. In his 3 years in Green Bay, he's improved their special teams rankings slightly, but is also viewed as a close advisor to Matt LaFleur. The team has also hired back Luke Getsy as an assistant coach. Getsy has served as an offensive coordinator for the Bears and the Raiders. It's possible Adam Stanovich could be hired away by another team as a coordinator who could be the play caller on game day. NBA, the Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Giannis and Damian Lillard each with 35 points. Chris Middleton off the bench with 22. Head coach Doc Rivers.
You could see Chris had live legs tonight, and that was good. As a staff, we have to be very patient with it.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Windy and warm today. Mostly sunny skies. We do have a shot of sprinkles this afternoon. Otherwise, we're under a wind advisory, with gusts up to 50 miles per hour, taking our highs to the mid-40s. Winds become blustery tomorrow, cooling us down just a touch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlow. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. More Rock and Roll Hall of Famers and more cowbells than anybody else on WRJN.
Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
will. And you will ruin the love you have. Oh, but I hate to say I told you so. But baby, you got to reap what you sow, girl. But it's all right, girl. You are paying now. But it's all right. So goodbye now. Goodbye, girl. You're paying now. So bye-bye. You hurt me once. You hurt me twice.
WRJN. Big song from the Shy Lights. I'm Dan Marcus. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming along at about 1:45-ish, roughly half an hour from now on WRJN. And this one's from the movies. And we'll just leave it at that for the time being. Big Valentine's Day package that you can win and then re-gift. If that's what you want to do, this is pretty nice package. I mean, you can win for your sweetie sweets from the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Also, flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. There's jewelry in this package that you can win from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. And concert tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater February 28th. Now, Here's the deal. One person will win it with the drawing on Monday, February 10th. You sign up at these locations as Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, at Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. And it's timeless presence from the station with timeless hits. WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about, then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th. All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
I tear up.
shirt and I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
Racine Lutheran and St. Catharines boys basketball teams going at it tonight. Pre-game 6:30, tip-off at 7 here on WRJN.
Hot August night and the leaves hanging down and the grass on the ground smelling sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town and the sound of that good gospel. You could hear yourself sweat. He walks in. Eyes black as coal, and when he lifts his face, every ear in the place is on. Take my hand in yours, walk with me this day. In my heart I know I will never stray.
she was just a walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. Single day singing.
An update. Here's Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Continuing the windy trend from yesterday, the National Weather Service has another wind advisory today. It runs through early this evening with sustained winds of 20 to 30 miles an hour and gusts up to 50. The advisory warns drivers of high-profile vehicles. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine residents are getting together tonight to talk about safety. At 6 tonight, there's a meeting of the Racine Neighborhood Watch, Inc. It's a gathering of the Northside Neighborhood Alliance at the Robert Quintanilla Cop House. The organization does welcome everyone, regardless of where they live in the city. State employment numbers hit new record highs to close out 2024. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin's employment numbers hit new record highs in December. The Department of Workforce Development says over 3,075,000 people were working at the end of 2024. That's an increase of about 32,000 over December of 2023. Unemployment numbers slightly increased from 2.9% in November to 3% in December, but are still well below the national average of 4.1%.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Windy and warm today. Mostly sunny skies. We do have a shot of sprinkles this afternoon. Otherwise, we're under a wind advisory, with gusts up to 50 miles per hour, taking our highs to the mid-40s. Winds become blustery tomorrow, cooling us down just a touch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 42.
WRJN. You're asking me. This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see. Choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette
that you're smoking. I'll scare me half to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me that's good.
Another nugget minutes away.
Yeah.
serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 98 years, WRJN.
I'm falling.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up right after this. Do I expect you to listen?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to buy.
That's a clue to what the song is.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence kringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. If you love chocolate, get one this week. Dark Chocolate Decadence Kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snow. Shoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
The grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's open up the vault for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. This one, you may have guessed already, is from 1964 movie starring Sean Connery. And boy, what a blockbuster it was. The song we're talking about was sung, the lead vocal on the song was sung by a lady from Wales who was a very big hit at the time in Great Britain. And when the movie came out, they needed somebody to sing the theme to Goldfinger, and they called on Shirley Bassey. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN.
Goldfinger, he's the man with the Midas touch, a spider's touch. A cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin.
He kissed
And a Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN. We do it twice daily, 9:45-ish and 1:45-ish here on WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Democrats are condemning the Trump administration's order freezing all federal loans and grants. Here's Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This decision is lawless, dangerous, destructive, cruel. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional.
CBS's Nancy Cordes has more details.
The Office of Management and Budget at the White House orders all federal agencies to assess
all of their programs and activities to ensure that they comply with President Trump's recent executive orders. And in the meantime, it says all federal assistance must be temporarily frozen.
The White House says Medicare and Social Security will not be affected. In her first briefing as White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt defended the freeze, saying every penny needs to be accounted for. She also said the drones spotted over New Jersey for weeks were flown for research and various other reasons. She says it was not the enemy. ICE agents are conducting raids again today. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin, Texas.
ICE officials confirming 84 arrests in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on Sunday, another 12 in Austin, and reports of ICE raids in Houston and San Antonio as well. Texas Governor Greg Abbott now deploying Department of Public Safety strike teams in support of the raids, something local police have been hesitant to do. El Paso County Sheriff Oscar Ugarte.
We are not focusing on going after immigrants. You know, right now our plate is full.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
The Senate has confirmed former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy for Transportation Secretary.
On this vote, the yeas are 77, the nays are 22. The nomination is confirmed.